recorded live.
Hello, everybody, and you're listening to the EMS Q&A along with the AR Library call, and we have several questions today. It is Monday, January 6, 2014. Let's go to our first question. Rick, my wife was the unfaithful spouse, and I discovered her affair with her married boss back in May 2013. We have two kids, 9 and 11. We attended EMS weekend, and she continues to ride the fence whether to stay or go. I'm making every attempt to the best of my ability to reconnect with her and continue my own self-improvement. I'm really in a stuck place. However, she has continued to be in contact with her AP, which wants them both divorce and ride off into the sunset. She's not been honest with me during this time. The text that I have seen from her AP sound much like what a stalker would sound like. What a weirdo. I've been at a place for some time to send her on her way. I believe I'm at that point if she's not safe, being honest with me and not just saying words. I must send her away, send her on her way. Very few people know about her infidelity, none of her friends and family, and that seems to enable her. I know I'll be okay whether she goes or stays. I'm looking for some guidance in this area. Do I send her packing? Thanks for your insight. Yeah, I would say at some point, when somebody's ambivalent and can't make a decision, oftentimes the only one who's capable of making the decision is going to be the betrayed spouse. I often suggest giving somebody a period of time, something in your own head, not necessarily that you even tell them, simply because it's not something you want to do to manipulate them into trying to make a decision. But then you make your decision and you move forward. And probably when somebody's ambivalent, you know, a lot will happen. Things will begin to shift very quickly if you make that sort of decision. There's a really good chance she'll decide at that point that she really wants the marriage. But you need to be sure before you would even continue in the relationship that the affair is truly over. And I would, if you go so far as to go ahead and send, you know, her on her way, as you put it, I would make sure that the other is done before you consider trying again. And you wouldn't know anything about that probably for a season or a while. So if you're at the end of that time period, whatever that time period was you had decided to give her in this, then yeah, I would say that there comes a point where it's part of the pattern is the back and forth. And if you're at that stage, you probably don't have a lot of other choices. So I'm sorry to hear that, but I hope maybe that helps. Just be careful because, again, that decision will probably trigger her deciding she wants the marriage. But, again, you want to make sure that relationship is done if, perchance, she comes back and begins trying to change. Next question. Am I on the right path? My husband and I attended EMS. Your weekend helped us begin to reconcile. He and I are driving to South Carolina from Denver after the New Year. I've been hesitant to begin our marriage again because he admits seeing his affair partner on several occasions. He claims there had been no sex. Of course, he is having prostate cancer treatment now, and there is no ability to have sex. I don't want to accept the idea that he'll have a friendship with her. Am I on the right path with thinking, or should I tolerate it for now? Certainly, I don't think it's unrealistic to say you don't want him to have a friendship with her. And I'm not sure why he's seeing her. If someone is still working toward trying to terminate, I know at times, and if you'll remember at EMS, I talked about in the cycle of change, oftentimes relapse is a part of change simply because if a person's not willing to do what it's going to take, then they'll find that relapse occurs, and hopefully after contact what you get is more determination and more willingness to do what it's going to take to work through this. And, you know, I would pose the question to him, you know, what is it you want? Because if the marriage is what you want, then are you still committed to ending this relationship, terminating it? And hopefully he, you know, is. But I also understand why, you know, if he can't stop it, then I understand your hesitation. And hopefully, as y'all travel, you'll have a chance to talk, and it can be something constructive. Maybe you can even find out, you know, what makes it a struggle. So use that as a time to talk. Again, I don't always look at contact with someone as a total failure. At one level, it may be termination. I don't know. I don't have enough information. So, but you're on the right track. I don't think you want him to continue in that relationship. And here's our final question for the day. I've written a couple of times. Tonight marked the end of our EMS call online for us. I was left feeling hopeless. I've listened and heard the change in the other men. I hear that they get it and are trying, but within seconds of hanging up the phone, I try to tell my spouse how I feel, and what I get is we need to start that movie with the kids. And when I tell him that watching 12 women walking around a brothel is inappropriate to watch with the kids, I get it's not that bad. Then finally the kids go to bed and I try to talk and I get I'm too tired, the same excuse I always hear. No empathy in any above situation, and still he won't talk. Every response he gives, he reminds me that his love language is words of affirmation, and because I'm not loving him and affirming him, he can't empathize with me and my hurt in any situation. I then ask him to sleep downstairs because everything he says just hurts me more and makes me angry. He wouldn't leave. I explained that there are two lists, one to make me upset and one to help the situation, and he always does what he knows will upset me. So please just leave. He gives a laugh, like he always does, to make me feel like no matter how upset I am, he doesn't care. He continues to say everything he can to upset me and still won't leave. I snapped and hit him and told him how much I hated him. Just yelled, "I hate you," over and over. I told him to get out, that I don't want someone who pushes me to be something I'm not in my life. He continues to chuckle and tells me he's not going anywhere. Then I pushed him with my feet out of the bed. He snapped. It's not the first time. This used to happen, actually, a lot after the affair. He tried to choke me tonight till I couldn't breathe, then bent my head back as far as he could, like he was trying to snap my neck. I screamed at him that I was done, and it was the last time he would ever lay a hand on me. So he pushed his thumbs as far into my eyes as, and I thought it was going to pop out. Yes, that's where we're at after 12 weeks. I've known for a while there's no hope, but obviously this marriage is toxic and there's no fixing it. He has emotionally and physically and spiritually abused me. When I point that out, he just does it all again. Can you really say now there's a chance? I just need confirmation that it's okay to walk away from this to save myself or am I wrong? He tells me I am. He tells me I'm just giving up. I feel like I'm not giving up. I'm protecting myself and my heart, and I have a right to do that, don't I? I feel like him telling me over and over that I'm giving up is also abusive in controlling me to stay in an unhealthy relationship. I think after 9 years, 7 separate affairs, and multiple occasions of abuse. Now, this is our second recovery course, and we've had 3 counselors in the past, that I've tried hard enough and that I'm not giving up. Instead, I'm protecting us both. So I think the question is, are you giving up or protecting? You know, it's an interesting question, I think, because a lot of times our motives for doing things, no one can tell me why I'm doing something. In other words, I don't believe your husband can tell you what your motive is for doing it, if it's giving up or if it's protection. Inside you, you know what your reason is. And whatever you do, you need to do, you need to be true to yourself, kind of. You know what your reasons are. He may not agree. And the problem with marriage, as we've said before, 2/3 of all marriage problems are unsolvable. This may be one of those situations that ends up being how you see it. Y'all may never see it the same way. I will tell you, whenever there's physical abuse, I always recommend separation. And whether you choose to continue in recovery together or not, I don't know. But I don't think what you're doing to each other is safe, whether it's his not leaving when you ask, you're kicking him, certainly his choking you. At that point, unless things change significantly between the two of you, I don't think you need to be together. Because neither of you wants to do something that's going to hurt the other person. I'm sure you don't want to harm each other. And so you need to at least get apart until you can work out the anger issues and this thing can stay safe. So that's all of our questions for the day. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And I want to wish everybody a happy new year. Hopefully it's going to be a good year for everyone, and hope we can all move forward, just finding new life to healing.